están en el mar de la tranquilidad, mare tranquilitatis, y el águila se halla en la base de la tranquilidad.
That may have seemed like a very long final phase. The auto targeting was stabilized craters for boulders and rocks for diameters around it. And it required us plunging down and P-6 over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
Roger, we copy Quality. Be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world, over.
There are two of them up here.
Roger, it was a beautiful job, you guys.
And don't forget one in the command module.
108 horas y 20. Los astronautas se están preparando para la actividad extravehicular y están haciendo los planes para el histórico paseo por la Luna.
This is Tranquility. We're standing by for a go for cabin depressurization. Over.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. You are go for cabin depressurization. Go for cabin depressurization.
Roger, thank you.
Neil, this is Houston. What's your status on hatch opening?
Over.
Sir, we're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed to a low enough pressure to open that gauge now.
Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, which on your cabin, do you think you can open the hatch at this pressure, about 0.12 PSI?
We're going to try it. The hatch is coming open. Okay, your visor?
Your back is up against the first. Forward and up. A little bit toward me. Maybe lined up nicely. All right, move.
Armstrong, embutido en su blanco tras su equipo bajo, saca primero los pies.
Did you get the mesa?
I'm gonna pull it now. Mesa came down, all right.
Houston, Roger, we copy, and we're standing by for your TV. And we're getting a picture on the TV. See you coming down the ladder now.
I'm at the foot of the pits are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches appears to be very, very fine grain, looks like a powder. Now, that's one small step, one giant leap for mankind.
Un primer paso para el hombre, un gran paso para la humanidad.
And moving around is absolutely no trouble to Ethan engine did not leave a crater of any size. It's has about 1 foot clearance on the ground. We're essentially on a very level place here. Looking up at the LAM, I'm standing directly in the shadow now, looking up at both in the windows, and I can see everything quite clearly. The light is sufficiently bright, backlighted into the front of the LAM, but everything is very... I'll step out and take some of my first pictures here.
Roger, Neil, we're reading you loud and clear. Let's see, getting some pictures, and the... Neil, this is Houston. Do you copy about the contingency sample, over?
All right, you're going to get to that just as soon as I finish it.
Okay, you're going to get the contingency sample there, Neil.
All right. It's very interesting. It's a very soft surface, but here and there where I plug with the contingency sample collector, I run into very hard surface, but it's a very cohesive material of the same sort. Try to get a rock in here. Get a couple. Stand by a second. I'll move this over the handrail. Okay.
All right. That's got it. Are you ready?
All set. Okay. You saw what difficulties I was having. I'll try to watch your plits from underneath here.
My feet from the
okay,
edge.
You're right at the edge of the porch.
Long foot movement. Arching of the back. Moment comes up and clears the bulkhead without any trouble at all.
Looks good.
Now I want to back up and partially close that. Making sure not to lock it on my way out.
Particularly good thought.
That's our home for the next couple hours. We want to take good care of it.
Okay, I'm on the top step, and I can look down over the RCU and find the gear pad. It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Yes, I found it to be very comfortable, and walking is also very comfortable. You've got three more steps, and then a long one.
Okay, I'm going to leave that one foot up there and stand up.
There you go.
Takeoff is the same.
A little more. About another inch. There, you got it?
That's a good step.
Yep.
Oh, view.
Isn't that something?
Noche gris y rojosa de la luna. Especiales, el módulo lunar, el sol de la mañana, todo es verdad y se televisa a la Tierra a un público de 500 millones de personas.
Dale is now unveiling the flag.
For those who haven't read the flag that's on the front landing gear of this lamb, this here is one showing the two hemispheres. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, July 1969, ET. It came in peace for all. It has the and signature of the President of the United States."
Yeah,
that
again, over.
Columbia, this is Houston reading you loud and clear, over.
Yeah, reading you loud and clear. How's it going?
Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully. I believe they're setting up the flight. I guess you're about the only person around.
That's all right, I don't mind a bit. How is it?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mike, it really is.
Oh, gee, that's great.
Yes, indeed, they've got the flag up now, and you can see the stars and stripes on the limousine.
That's beautiful.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please? Neil and Buzz, the president at office now, and would like to say a few
honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you... For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure with America in recognizing... What an immense feat this is. Done. The heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
Buzz, this is Houston. It's about time for you to start your EVA closeout activities, right?
Roger.
So let's press on with getting the close-up camera magazine and closing out of the sample return container. You're running a little low on time.
Roger.
We want to keep a good margin in those portable life support systems.
Adios, amigo.
Hey. More before I head on up, Bruce.
Negative. Head on up the ladder, bud.
Okay.
Get the Hasselblad magazine.
Yes, I did. And we got about, I'd say 20 pounds of, if not documented, samples.
Houston, Roger, well done, Al.
Start arching your back. That's good. Here, all right, arch your back a little, roll right just a little bit. I'll move your foot and I'll get the hatch.
Okay.
And verify it's secure.
La compuerta se ha cerrado. El hombre ha dejado las huellas de sus pisadas en la superficie lunar. Apolo 11 despegó hace 6 días. Han transcurrido 124 horas y 18 minutos. Comienza el recuento en la base de la Tranquilidad. Llega la hora del despegue. En el centro de Kennedy se ocupan de la operación miles de personas. En la Bahía de la Tranquilidad, Armstrong y Aldrin están solos. Llegó la hora de la verdad. Su equipo tiene que funcionar.
Patrick, guidance bearing in the eyes. Dave, after arm on.
Guidance reports both navigation systems on Eagle are looking good.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Fourth stage, engine on ascent. Proceed. Beautiful. 26, 36 feet per second up. Very smooth. Very quiet ride. There's that one crater on there.
1,000 feet high, 80 feet per second vertical rise.
Eagle Houston, request manual start override.
Roger.
2,600 feet altitude, 130 feet vertical rise rate.
A little bit of slow wallowing back and forth. Not very much thruster activity.
Roger, mighty fine.
That's 1,170 up, beautiful, 14,000. That band looks like it's holding good, Houston.
Roger, we concur. Great.
1,400, 185.
I'm going right down US-1.
Eagle Houston, you're still looking mighty fine.
About 800 to go. 700 to go. Okay, I'm going to open up the main shutoff. SN speed slow, pressure's holding good, cross speed off. 350 to go. Stand by on the engine arm. 90, okay, off, 50, step down. We got 53373, 32.8 feet per second, 60,666.
Eagle, roger, we copy. It's great. Go.
All right, roger. Eagle,
here's the whole world of problems.
This is Apollo Control. 127 hours, 50 minutes, round elapsed time. Less than a minute now away from acquisition. The spacecraft Columbia, hopefully flying within a few feet of it, will be Eagle. Standing by for word that data is coming in from the two spacecraft. They have LEM AOS.
That was a funny one, you know. I didn't feel a touch, and I thought things were pretty steady. I went to retract there, and then that went all hell broke
loose. Yeah, the time I put apparently, what minute, because somehow or other, that's when we got off in attitude, and then the attitude holds us and started climbing.
Yeah, I was sure busy there for a couple of seconds.
This is Apollo Control. Communications are somewhat scratchy with Apollo 11. Columbia and Eagle now reunited to become Apollo 11 again.
Séptimo día, 22 de julio. Apolo está detrás de la Luna. Enciende sus cohetes para iniciar otra maniobra crítica. Esperemos que se restablezca el contacto para saber lo que ha sucedido.
Apolo 11, Houston.
Día, 23 de julio. En la última noche que van a pasar en el espacio, meditan sobre su hazaña.
Go. Completing a trip to the moon. Seems appropriate to us to share with you some of the reflections of the crew as the modern day Columbia completes its rendezvous with the planet Earth in the same Pacific Ocean tomorrow. This trip of ours to the moon may have looked to you simple or easy. I'd like to assure you that that has not been the case.
The Saturn V rocket, which put us into orbit, is an incredibly complicated piece of machinery, every piece of which works flawlessly. This computer up above my head has a 38,000-word vocabulary, each word of which has been very carefully chosen to be of the utmost value to us, the crew. The SPS engine, our large rocket engine on the aft end of our service module, must have performed flawlessly or we would have been stranded in lunar orbit. The parachute up above my head must work perfectly tomorrow or we will plummet into the ocean. We have always had confidence that all this equipment will work and work properly, and we continue to have confidence that it will do so for the remainder of the flight. All this is possible only through the blood, sweat, and tears of a number of people. First, the American workmen who put these pieces of machinery together at the factory. Second, the painstaking work done by the various tests daily and the retest after assembly. And finally, the people at the manned spacecraft center, both in management, in mission planning, in flight control, and last but not least, in crew training. This operation is somewhat like the periscope of a submarine. All you see is the three of us, but beneath the surface are thousands and thousands of others. And to all those, I would like to say thank you very much.
Good evening. A more symbolic aspect of the flight of our mission Apollo 11. As we've been discussing the events that have taken place and the bad aboard our spacecraft, we've come to the conclusion that this has been far more than three men on a voyage to the moon. More still, an industry team. More even, weavable of the insatiable curiosity of all mankind to explore the unknown. We accepted the challenge of going to the moon. The acceptance of this challenge was inevitable. The relative ease with which we carried out our mission, I believe, is a tribute to the timeliness of that acceptance. Today, I feel we're fully capable of accepting expanded roles in the exploration of space. In retrospect, we have all been particularly pleased with the call signs that we very laboriously chose for our spacecraft, Columbia and Eagle. We've been particularly pleased with the emblem of our flight, depicting the U.S. Eagle, bringing the universal symbol of peace from the planet Earth to the moon, that symbol being the olive branch. Personally, in reflecting the events of the past several days, a verse from the Psalms comes to mind to me. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The responsibility for this flight lies first with history and with the giants of science who have preceded this effort. Next, to the American people, who have, through their will, indicated their desire. Next, to four administrations and their congresses for implementing that will. And then to the agency and industry team that built our spacecraft. The Saturn, the Columbia, the Eagle, and the little EMU, the spacesuit and backpack that was our small spacecraft out on the lunar surface. We'd like to give a special thanks to all those Americans who built those spacecraft, who did the construction, the design, the test, and put their heart and all their abilities into those crafts.
to those people, tonight we give a special thank you. And to all the other people that are listening and watching tonight, God bless you.
La reflexión es de tres hombres agradecidos y felices, contentos de volver a casa. Noveno día, 24 de julio, 194 horas y 53 minutos. Apolo 11 pesa ahora cerca de 4.500 kilogramos. Casi pesaba 3 millones de kilogramos cuando despegó. Los astronautas acaban de separarse del módulo de servicios que les suministró potencia para los cohetes, energía eléctrica y oxígeno durante el viaje. Están preparados para la entrada en la atmósfera terrestre.
Just informed. Recovery, quote, we're on final for the carrier.
Hi, Houston, we got the service module going by. A little high and a little bit to the right.
Houston, roger.
800 nautical miles high. Velocity 33,000 feet per second. Guidance reports Apollo 11 right down the middle of the corridor. 7 minutes away from entry.
We're in the moon whipping by the field of view right now.
Roger, copy. 11 Houston, we'll have you for about 3 more minutes through Redstone and then pick you up after blackout through Orion.
Roger.
Apollo 11 lined up right down the middle of the entry corridor. Velocity is now 35,578 feet per second. We're a minute and 45 seconds from entry. Blackout will begin 18 seconds after entry.
And 11 Houston, you're going over the hill there shortly. You're looking mighty fine to us.
See you later.
Después de la ruptura de comunicaciones, esperamos que se restablezca el contacto.
Airbus 1 has visual contact.
Apollo 11 Houston through Orion, standing by. Over.
The Hornet now reports a visual contact. Visual contact from the recovery ship. Apollo 11 reports right on. We take that to mean that the drogues deployed on time.
169.15.
Apollo 11 should be on main chutes now. Hornet reports a sonic boom a short time ago. We're just under 4 minutes to landing. We will continue to monitor for any conversation between the spacecraft and recovery forces, but we will not initiate a call from now on to the spacecraft from the control center.
Apollo 11, Apollo 11, this is Hornet, Hornet, over.
Apollo 11, this is Apollo 11, reach the last course. Our position 1330-6915.
11, Hornet, copy.
Hornet has voice contact. Aircraft reports visual with 3 full chutes. Hornet reports spacecraft right on target point.
Okay, Hornet, Apollo 11 is now.
Apollo
11 at 1500 feet.
Hornet, roger, copy out.
That's Neil Armstrong giving the position reports.
Y termina así el relato del vuelo de Apolo 11 a las 195 horas, 18 minutos y 21 segundos del despegue, el 24 de julio de 1969. Los tres hombres llevan equipos de aislamiento biológico de raro aspecto, por si acaso trajeran alguna extraña enfermedad desconocida en este mundo. Un helicóptero los lleva al portaaviones Hornet y allí los recibe el presidente Nixon. Los cosmonautas y su preciosa carga de rocas y muestras y la película que han hecho en la Luna se llevan al laboratorio de recepción lunar que está en el Centro Espacial de Houston. Los desfiles que se van a organizar en Nueva York, Chicago y Los Ángeles, y una vuelta alrededor del mundo, permite astronautas. Llegó la hora del regocijo. Han alcanzado la meta que el presidente Kennedy fijó en 1961.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal
before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
Neil Armstrong es tal vez quien ha resumido mejor lo que se ha logrado al dar el primer paso sobre la Luna.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Un primer paso para el hombre, un paso gigantesco para la humanidad.